Hello and welcome back to GBBO Bake Off Bake Down. My name is Kira and I'm here to talk you through every episode of the Great British Bake Off. We're here in week two of the 2022 season. It's biscuit week this week, so let's get into it. So we are here at week two. It's biscuit week and I gotta love the start of the show, biscuit or cake. I think it was a camembert. Was it a cake? I don't know. Let's recap last week. Janoush was the first star baker and Maysam did struggle. And who was the first to leave? Will. Will was the first to leave. So today we'll have the technical, obviously. It's going to be a Garibaldi, which is very uncontroversial. And we have a 3D biscuit mask showstopper, which I think we're all excited about. I'm just thinking, I'm getting lots of flashbacks to last year doing this. Like, a lot of things have changed since the last time I was here. Like, 2021 September is so different to 2022 September. I mean, a lot has changed. Just to take stock of our world, you know. We couldn't even go to the pub last year, probably this time. Like, COVID is out. Well, it's not over, but, you know, all that kind of stuff is over. Like, I never thought that would happen. Her queen died. Russia invaded Ukraine. Cost of living has gone crazy. All these things we wouldn't have thought of. So, sorry, I'm just being a sentimental this week. And sorry, my podcast is late this week. This is not what I like to do, but just been a bit of a crazy one for me. So anyway, let's get into the episode. We're talking a little bit about biscuits. Maysam mentions that it's something that she likes to eat, but not really make. And Shabira says it's kind of just something you buy in the supermarket. And I tend to agree, there's not really that many biscuits that people would make that much. Now, their first, this is where I'm gotten into the news cycle and what's happening in the world, because they're making macarons this week, or macaron, the French biscuit. And they're saying it's a yummy biscuit, not the president. The president of France, which is very topical, but like, wasn't there an election between this time and last time? And, you know, maybe that joke wouldn't have worked if he didn't win. What if it was Marie Le Pen? Who knows? So Maxi says macarons are not really my thing. And I have to agree, I'm not really a fan. My fiance loves macarons, but I just don't care about them at all. So they have to be shaped or decorated as something else. And the judge's advice is don't try to overdo it at this stage. So Carol is making little burgers. Oh, sorry, I can't do her accent. What is it? West Country. Tractor. Burgers. Yeah, little burgers. Compost Carol, as her nickname goes, and we see her in her greenhouse. I love that at this point of the year, we're still seeing them in their little VTs as they are, and we see them at home doing their bits and bobs. So they're called Just a Mouthful, and I'm planning a wedding right now, and sliders is like, you have no idea how much talking about sliders comes up in weddings. Little burgers. I mean, I didn't even know about sliders until I was probably a teenager, maybe a young adult. Sliders was not in my vocabulary. Now it is a lot. I think they started doing them in, that was when I figured out that they existed, was when they started doing them in Eddie Rockets. But yeah. Love a slider, but she's making just a mouthful little burgers. I somehow want to do a different accent there. Sandro is making triple cheeseburger. Oh no, he's making burgers as well, but he's talking about his like cheat meal. He would be getting triple cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, chips. Sounds amazing. So anyway, he's doing little burgers, but they're flavoured with passion fruit, rum and salted caramel. Sound lovely. Janoush, we see him in his VT on Brighton Beach, and he's our watermelon in the taste and the look, and he's using spinach powder for the green, and it's kind of, maybe he says the flavor works for him. Maxi is making daisies, little April flowers, and dedicated to her two daughters who are age 4 and 5. And we hear a little bit about how her and the children's father met when they were working in a supermarket, and she's saying that she misses them. Maysam, we see her in her VT where her mom is teaching her about the traditional Libyan flavours and food, and she's making a baklava, which is her mom's favourite dessert, with orange and walnuts. And yeah, they're very, very nice. And she's making them into little carrots for some reason. So the judges are giving some advice saying this was in the voiceover. If you undermix it, it will fall in the oven. And if you overmix, your macaron mix, it will knock out all the air. So some of them are making very elaborate designs and some are just trying to pipe them perfectly round. But James has given himself a huge challenge. He's doing the raccoon faces and he's doing raspberry and mango flavour. And he says, I've got a wee bacon raccoon tattoo. And the judges are like, show us. And Prue says, it's not so wee. So he has a great tattoo of a raccoon bacon. Rebs is talking about her little cat Branston, and she plays the tin whistle. This is where I just find these little videos are just so funny. Like, they'll be playing tin whistle to a cat. The cat she got when she was 8, and the cat is 15 years old now. So, 15, yeah, okay, that checks out. She's putting a raspberry coolie in it, and she's having a little bit of trouble because she wants to mix hers again. Kevin is doing a mint choc chip. He wants to make sure the mint flavor doesn't make it taste like toothpaste. And Abdul is doing ice cream as well. He's doing a breakfast ice cream with chocolate, coffee, even though they're pink. I love this little bit with Matt Lucas where he's like, what's the first color you think of when you think of ice cream? Pink? And he's like, yeah, straw. Pink. He's like, it's vanilla, really. In the background, I saw someone running. I'd love to go back and look and pause it and see. It feels like it was one of the members of production, but maybe it was a contestant. I might have to go back and look at when Abdul's talking about his pink, not strawberry ice creams. So they're talking a little bit about that. Dawn is extruding her sugar paste, and her hilarious VT is when she goes to her local petting zoo with her daughter, Belinda. I just love it. And she's talking to the llamas. She's making hers as toy shop yo-yos, and she's using freeze-dried strawberry powder in hers. Hers turned out to be really, really nice. Shabira, amazing contestant. I actually love Shabira. I forgot how cool she is. Chicken satay, and she loves chicken satay, making it for her boyfriend Bradley. So, I mean, you wouldn't really think of chicken satay for a biscuit, but she's making hers into look like big, huge peanuts. And I love the way Noel is just like, you are bonkers in the best possible way. But they look really good. So they have, Noel and Shabira have a little chat. He's like, tip for the future, Paul hates tofu, because she's making tofu for her satay. And she goes, I'm a risk taker. And he goes, me too. And she's like, it's fun, isn't it? And she's like, next time I'll make chicken satay. Mason's making her fillings. It was a bit too runny the first time, so she made it again. Rebs, her cats are looking good. Carol's making her little lettuce tomato cheese. It's making me think of Wow Burger, that chain of burger restaurants, where you kind of have to order everything. You just get a burger, but you'd have to get your lettuce, your tomato. You have to go everything. Your ketchup, your mustard, whatever you're having yourself, your cheese. Of course, you pay extra for that. Maxie is saying, what could go wrong? And I think Noel says, Paul Hollywood. Rebs is asking James and Carol for help. That made me think, are you allowed to ask for help? I suppose you are. It's all in good fun. Mason is getting very stressed. She's saying it's stressful. Rebs is saying hers look horrific. And yes, did the judges? Yes. Okay. So I have a question here. They're going around and they have these great names. I love the names they have for them. We mentioned them a bit last week, but they name their bakes and I just think it's fantastic. It's like a title. But my question is, do the judges know the names? Because I hope they do, because I think that really adds to it, you know, knowing the name of what it is. So Wee Branston's is what Rebs is making, and she says they're a mess, but she quite likes them. Time was obviously an issue and the judges are, yeah, they're okay. Carol, Prue says you could have done more. Paul says, what orange did you use? Did you not use the zest? He doesn't want her to just use the essence. He thinks the zest will be good. Sandro, they are happy with his cheat day treat with the passion fruit, lemon and rum. And Prue says there's not too much rum, which is great. Continuity of the rum theme from last week. Janoosh, the spinach and lemon looks good. Paul says they're a bit dry, but yeah. Paul says, bit dry. And Janu says, I agree with you. And he's like, oh, thanks. James, his has beautiful flavours of fruit. There's a nice balance of fruit, nice imagination there. And they're thin and they're melting them out with the raccoons. Who's next? Don's. They look like a perfect little macaron. They're neat. They love the yo-yo. They love the strawberry. She's like, Prue's like, you're really anxiously looking at me, but they love the flavour. And Paul gives her a handshake and says they're perfect. And they said inside of them can normally be heavy and dense, but yours are not at all. They're perfect. So delighted for Dawn. And her first, is that her first handshake of the season? Abdul's, they said they could, they probably should have had a bit of a darker colour to them. He says they look a bit like a hot air balloon. The flavours, caramel, coffee, chocolate, like, Paul is saying he can't taste them. But Prue says they're delicious. Kevin, the dark chocolate with peppermint works. He said it doesn't taste like toothpaste. The mint is strong. Would like them a bit darker. I think they kind of have a pastel-y colour, don't they? They would have liked a bit of pipework on top. Would like maybe a few little wrinkles on the carrots. So the flavour is strong, but the look is not perfect. Shabira, they like the tofu and the ginger, the sweet kick, the spices. And then back to sweet, but bit of a strange one with the savoury mixed in there. Maxi's, they say they look great, they're neat, they're delicate, there's a good shine to them. The raspberry, mascarpone, salt, caramel. And yeah, she gets a Hollywood handshake, so yeah, delighted for her. And that's a very lovely moment. Mason said she would like the extra 10 minutes. Rebs thinks that she's dead set last. Well, I don't know if I agree with her. Okay, so it's time for the technical, apparently set today by Wayne Pruney, as Matt Lucas said. And her technical advice of the week is, this is an absolute classic. Don't be creative, stick to the recipe. Okay, I wonder will anyone follow that, or will we have a few feathers in our cap by the end of it? So they have to make for the technical 12 Garibaldi biscuits, which are also known as squashed fly biscuits. Oh my God, how disgusting. I remember when I was a kid, I used to actually go onto this website called A Nice Cup of Tea and a Biscuit, or A Nice Cup of Tea and a Sit Down. I'm actually going to look it up now because I, like, you know, I'm kind of pre-social media person. And, you know, I'm when I was a teenager, you know, we would just look up these things. Oh, it used to be a book as well. A Nice Cup of Tea scene. Oh, it's still there, .com. Oh, it's still the same. Guys, you have to go to this right now. Nice Cup of Tea and a Sit Down. I'm going to link it in the show notes. It's a book and it just talks about all these. Like, oh my God, they're still updating it. Are they? Oh my. Oh no, they're not. They haven't updated it since 2008. Well, there you go, guys. Go to it right now. This is where you're going to find out about Garibaldi. I'm going to click on the biscuit section. Biscuits. Okay. Yeah. Jaffa Cakes, Nice. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. So good. Someone buy me the book, please. Send it to me. Okay. So, Garibaldi. Like, not really something you'd have in Ireland. It's more of an English thing. But yeah. I've seen it before. I can see it. It's like a rectangly shape. Okay. So, Prue says, let me see. I love the way Sandra's saying he was up till 2 a.m. reading about biscuits, so she's chuffed. Prue says they sound simple, but they're actually quite tricky. They're to be crisp, bendy. Obviously, the chocolate is not classical, but she wants to see an example of the feathering. I want to eat one now. I want to eat a Garibaldi. Their flavours, wants to be flavoursome. And Paul's saying, look, I think we're going to get 11 different types of biscuits. And look, that's just the way it is. They're hoping to see it. Now, they have to soak the fruit, but they don't tell them for how long. Obviously, the butter, the flour, kind of crumb that together and add an egg. Then Noel comes over and talks to Maxi, and he's like, how was the handshake? And she's like, amazing, but I've made a mistake. Like, she just wants to focus on the Garibaldi right now. Sandra says, good for my arms, this. So he's working his arms into it. James is talking about biscuits, what biscuits he likes. Pink wafer. Matt saying ginger nut. Oh, I like ginger nut. What biscuit do you not like? Garibaldi. Typical. So, fly graveyards, not very appealing at all. And there's a lot of mats going on. Noel's talking to Carol, who's saying, if maths and skill was like this, like baking stuff, poking stuff with a knife and mumbling, might have actually enjoyed it. Sandro is saying, hope he's talking to his biscuits. He's saying, bake well. Don't disappoint me, guys. So he's leaving for 15 minutes. Some other people are using for 12 minutes. Shabir is saying, I think I get it. They've put the white chocolate onto the dark chocolate. Shabir is getting creative and Prue said, don't. Yes, the wrong feather. Like, that was hilarious. The actual feather that she did. She made a feather out of white chocolate. Like, how beautiful. So they've put them all on the gingham table. We go to an ad break. Is it curry or cake? It was curry. I'm afraid to say it was curry. Yeah. And I saw a great show is coming back in the ad break. The Woodworker of the Year, Handmade, or whatever it's called. The title is not very catchy, but the show was great. I really enjoyed it last year, that show. I definitely will watch that again. So they put them on the gingham altar. 12 crisp biscuits is what we're looking for. And the judges start laughing straight away at the wonderful feathers. First of all was Rebs. They say it's a bit too soft. The chocolate is thick and tastes good. Second is James. There's nice feathering. It's soft. It's something about the fruit maybe wasn't dry. Third is Shabira. They laugh at the original slash ridiculous. And Noel pipes in and says it's genius feather. They say they're thin and soft. Carol's, they say they're uneven. They taste good when the pastry is good. Sandro's, they say they're nice and crisp. Kevin's are buttery and a bit too thick. Mason's are crispy but the wrong shape. Abdul's, the chocolate is too much. They would like to have longer in the oven. And again, Abdul decided to do a feather as well. One feather is not enough. Don's, they say the wrong shape and they're overbaked. Oh, Maxi, they say they look a bit rustic. The chocolate is quite thick. Janus, they said they taste all right, but they're messy. So coming in 11th was Abdul. They say it was a mess. Oh, sorry, Abdul. 10th came in Shabira. And she goes, I genuinely thought you meant a feather. So interesting, those two are in the bottom. But anyway, of the technical, it doesn't really matter because 9th, Dawn, they said they were overbaked. 8th was Kevin. 7th was Mason. 6th was Janus. 5th was Maxi. 4th was Carol. 3rd was Sandro. 2nd was James. And 1st was Rebs. And she is absolutely shocked and she's crying. And she's quite shocked by that. Again, Rebs, great makeup. I do like the makeup. The pie. There was a pie at the ad break. Was it a cake? I think it was a cake. Now it's time for the showstopper, the 3D biscuit mask. It needs to stand upright. Rebs is doing a masquerade ball. She likes to watch shows with masquerade balls. They're looking for extravagance. They're looking for the flavour and the texture. Paul is saying, what should they choose to make a stand up? Ginger biscuit, sugar biscuit, something like that. But yeah, they should fill their time properly, not just play it safe. Dawn is making a brock and steampunk. Yeah, it looks good. Vietnamese rice paper is what she's using for the decoration. And she's like, no, you shouldn't eat that. And Paul's like, I will. And she's like, good luck. Abdul is making him... He has an African grey parrot. Chanel! Does anyone get the reference? So anyway, he's a lovely parish pet called Motu. And gorgeous looks his picture of this parrot-y inspired mask. Middle Eastern flavours. He has to make about 90 biscuits. And he says his parrot has a bit of a personality disorder. Adorable at one moment and then could bite you the next. Shabira, her design shows the dark side and the good side. And they say, is this to Matt or Noel's like, is this about the judges? But anyway, look, it's called Two Faces, One Soul or something like that. And there's lemon, jasmine, rose. And yeah, over 100 biscuits making. So well done, Shabira. Mason is making hers out of gingerbread. And it's kind of a Venetian mask. She's using isomalt. And she's hoping to step it up and show her artistic side. Janusz is making an abstract cubist mask with Polish biscuit, which is kind of a Christmassy kind of flavour. But he's also using matcha and strawberry. And yeah, he's talking to Noel about that. He said he has an eye on Noel Fielding's art. I don't know if anyone follows Noel Fielding on Instagram, but I definitely recommend it. He puts up like a lot of original paintings and stuff. And like, it's really nice. So he said he's going to give him one of his paintings. So I really hope he does. And I hope they show that in the show because, yeah, I really like Noel's paintings myself. Maxi is making a mask inspired by Notting Hill Carnival. And yeah, it's got coconut in it. It's yeah, they're talking about going to Notting Hill Carnival and yeah, being drunk and stuff. Sandro's also doing a carnival inspired. He wants it to show his feminine and masculine side, and he's using gingerbread, sugar biscuit, and he is very calm as usual. Sandro's so calm. Rebs is making a floral fascinator, and she's using whiskey snaps, and she's using her dog's old water bowl to mold it. Kevin is mentioning that he talks about these plastic surgery programs, reconstructive surgery. Anyway, yeah, he's molding his and putting in the oven. I'm sorry, I didn't write anything about Kevin's. James is using brandy snaps, and he's doing a very scary, menacing mask. It looks cool. It's got spiced fortune cookies, chocolate eyes, and he's afraid the whole thing might fall. Carol is making hers inspired by Phantom of the Opera, and it's got a scary mouth and nose. It's weird. But she's putting a lot of lard into her gingerbread, and the judges mentioned that might be quite heavy. And yeah, just stand up that. So yeah. Rebs is... Paul is looking on as hers is just breaking, and it just looks so scary. Like the way Paul's standing there, that would be so intimidating. Kevin is trying to redeem himself. He's doing like a sea creature with barnacles. Shabira's looks so scary on like the head, mannequin head that she has, the peachy color. Oh, it's like uncanny. Noel is outside looking in through the windows of the tent. It's very scary as well. Yes, so they're all putting them on the head busts. They're kind of weird. Mason's actually looks good. Like she's finished early though, and she has a bit of time to spare. And Matt's saying, you could go to the shops. And I think she said something like she's going to search up masks. And he's like, well, it's a bit too late. Abdul is applying his 90 biscuits, wearing sort of gloves. Kevin's putting his scary eyes on. This is like actually probably the creepiest task ever. And it's kind of weird to have a wearable task, a wearable bake. So they have to stand upright. They're afraid they're going to fall. Kevin's has broken and he's desperately melting ice and malt. It's very tense in the task right now. And obviously we have kind of a sad moment where Carol's falls, and I think, who's it, Sandra's like, is she crying? Not Carol. Oh my, I just love that. It's like he's not really doing anything to help, but he's like, is she crying? It's a bit like that TikTok, oh Melanie, you really liked her. He's like, oh, not Carol. Okay, Noel is consoling Carol. Maxie's has snapped off. Rebs having problems. Abdul's is looking good. Shabira's is looking very odd. Yeah. Okay, Shabira's. We're going to go to judging. Shabira's first. They say hers is impressive. The eyes are scary. The chocolate looks lovely. The rose is nice. Not too strong. The lemon's good. And yeah, biscuits. Good. Sandro, they say it's pretty, and they get Paul to wear it. They like the flavours of the white chocolate and the elderflower. James is a horror story. The detail in the brandy snaps good, the fortune cookie, and yeah, horror movie. Gas is yeah, very effective, they say. Kevin, his gingerbread starfish, they try. The brandy snaps are good. They say he's pulled it off. It's a joy. Abdul, they like the tahini, the texture is good, it's unusual, but it works. The sumac, yeah, well done, Abdul. Maxi's is a burst of happiness. The design, the lemon lime coconut is beautiful, the Florentines are good, so definitely a big star for Maxi. Dawn, they would have liked her to see out the eyes, she should have cut the eyes. There's not much lemon in it, the lime and ginger is good, she did a good job. Janus, they love the cubism. Say it tastes like Christmas, the spice and flavour is great. Carol does explain she had a problem at the end, which is a shame. The detail is there. Should have had a bake longer. The piping's beautiful. And the orange zest is mentioned again for poor Carol. Rebs, they say it's a bit too small. Could have done more. The mix of spice is too hot, probably in the ginger biscuits. And they say it's soft and it's, yeah. Prue says maybe she should be a milliner because it's a good headpiece. Remember, what was your man? The headpiece is the milliner back in the day. This is very 2000s. Something Tracy. Yeah, he was cool. His headpiece is Haddison in a chokehold in the 2000s. I'm just going to look up. Was it Philip Tracy? I have to look up these things, guys. Philip Tracy. Yeah, an Irish milliner. Oh, definitely look up Philip Tracy. He is iconic. I actually would love to make a hat or wear a hat by him. Hat maker to the stars, hat maker to the royals. Is he still alive, Philip Tracy? Oh, he is still alive. Sorry, I don't know why. He was born in 1967. So, yeah, he's from Galway. Okay, let's finish up. Right. Rebs is unsure. She came first in the technical, but is that enough? In line for the Star Baker, possibly James. His was very inventive. Maxi and Shabira both did well. In line for possibly going home, Carol, Mason and Rebs. They'd be right down the bottom, according to Paul. Matt has the nice job of announcing the Star Baker. They said it was very hard this week. It was not easy to pick one. But the winner, deservedly so, is Maxi. And I'm delighted for her. It's a really good result. Noel says he has the horrible job of announcing who's going home. And it is Mason. And yeah, everyone hugs her. And you know, she is young and she's proud of herself. She's only 18. And this is definitely not the end of her baking journey. So I'm delighted for her. Paul's actually been really nice to her. He's like, you've done great, you know, not everyone can do this. It's just nice to see him having that moment. It's kind of like a bit of a Gordon Ramsay when he's on the children's, you know, that show with his kids versus him on the show with the adults where he's calling them, you know, idiot sandwich. By the way, I love Gordon Ramsay shows. So if you want a Gordon Ramsay show podcast, let me know. Anyway, look. Rebs is very sad for Mason. Carol is saying it's an emotional ride. Maxi is happy and she got her handshake. And yes, when you hear it's Paul's patch, you know straight away it's going bread week next week. And they have to make pizza. Yay, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see them make pizza. I love pizza. And some French pâtisserie and a Swedish cake. I love Swedish cakes as well. I used to work in IKEA and we'd eat a lot of Swedish princess cake and all different cakes. Guys, very short episode this week. Sorry it was late. This is not my modus operandi. I like to be on Tuesday on time every time. But it just didn't come together this week. You know, it's just falling apart. But anyway, look, we're putting the wheels back on and we're getting going. And if you want to email me, it's greycloudpodcast@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you then. Okay, have a great week. Bye.